Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today's show is all about looking at holiness in its purest and simplest form. Its purest and simplest form. So let me give you a preview of the show. First of all, we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. It's a short verse, but it's powerful. And it goes like this. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So pretty short, but boy, it's powerful. Then after that, we'll talk about what it means to live in peace with everyone. Yes, everyone. I know who you're thinking about. Yep, that person. No, even that person. Everyone. To live in peace with everyone. And finally, we'll apply this teaching to our daily lives through the lens of Mary, our mother and mentor. So first, let me express my gratitude for your support and prayers. I receive so much from you through my website, the contact form, the prayer requests form, through my subscribers to my website, through my email, through my social media accounts. When I'm out speaking in person, I receive so much from you. So very, very much. And so I thank you. I thank you for your support and your prayers. I get pledges for prayer, and that means so very much for me. I also want to thank you for spreading word about the show, for spreading word about Simply Holy, because I can't do it without you. I need your help spreading the word about the show so that more and more will listen, because by doing that, you're helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. And that's what we really need to do, don't we? It is a tough world out there. I don't think I need to tell you that. So thank you. Thank you for that. Now let's pray. Let's pray before we really delve into the topic. And let's begin with, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be together today in this show. We thank you for all that is good in our lives and also all the crosses, because we know that those bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Mother Mary, thank you. Thank you for urging me to speak and my listeners to listen. Thank you for the nudge to do that today, because you are really the one who's called us together, and we owe you for that. We owe you our gratitude and our pledge of love. And we ask Heavenly Father for open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and our Mother have for us today. Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So, again, today we're looking at holiness in its purest and simplest form in light of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and we have an inspiring show for you today as we look at that verse, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Let's begin by reviewing the verse so that we have it fresh in our minds. If you have a chance to look it up, it'd be nice to have that in front of you as you listen to the podcast. So here's the verse. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That's the verse. So let's break that into pieces, if you will, some points and sub-points. And I want to look at three key words in that verse. Three key words. So the first is every effort. Every effort. That isn't just a generalization or some nice phrasing to make it sound fancy by the writer. No, every effort. So I want you to notice something about that. It says every effort, but it does not say every success. Do you see the difference? Why? Because what's important is that we're making the effort. Make every effort, that we're trying, that we're striving, that we pray for that grace to be holy. Every effort. So what they're asking for, what Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 is asking for, it's asking for desire and diligence. Desire and diligence. So if we diligently desire holiness, if we faithfully strive day in and day out, if we are open to the Holy Spirit, the workings of the Holy Spirit in our minds, our hearts, our souls, and if we're open to the guidance of our Mother Mary, then that's what's required of us. Our Lord doesn't say, oh, you must be successful. No, that's not what he asks, does he? He asks us to keep striving. He asks us to make every effort. So that's looking at every single day and keeping an eye open for all of the big ways and little ways that we can reach for holiness. Make every effort. And what's the next part? It's the next key word. To live in peace with everyone. Oh, that's tough, isn't it? That's tough. It's tough for me. There are people in my life that I would rather avoid completely, quite frankly. And there have been times in my life when I'm ashamed to admit that I actually wished maybe not something terribly bad on a person, but that I wished that something would happen that would wake the person up, to wake them up and shake them up, some kind of crisis of some kind. And that's wrong, of course. Yeah, I went to confession. Yes, I did. But that's my point. It is very easy to slip into that. But to live in peace. Now let's look at this. First of all, to be in peace with someone isn't the same as to like them. Believe it or not, to like them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like the people who are really tough for you to get along with. That's not required. What's required is that you live in peace with them. So it's that you acknowledge that they are a child of God. That's a big step, but they are. It's true. Every single person ever created or ever whoever will be created is a child of God. You're a child of God. I'm a child of God. And even that one person that you are sure you can't live in peace with is a child of God. And so to live in peace with that person is to acknowledge he or she is a child of God. And I have to respect that. Even if I don't want to, I have to respect that, that they're a child of God. I don't have to like the person, but I have to be in peace with the person, with everyone. And that means to wish them God's blessings and wish for them faithful adherence to God's will for them, and to truly, deeply in our hearts, wish for and pray for their salvation. Everybody needs to be saved. Everybody, no matter who it is, everybody needs to be saved. So that's what it is to live in peace with everyone. Forget the disagreement, forget the grudge, forget wanting retribution or retaliation, forget it. That's not living in peace. Living in peace is if you can't reconcile completely, and sometimes you can't, if you can't reconcile completely, it's in your mind and heart saying, okay, you go your way, I'll go my way. I don't wish any bad upon you. In fact, I wish blessings upon you, and I consider the debt paid. I consider the infraction canceled out. That's what it is to live in peace. To live in peace with everyone. I don't judge you. I don't require anything of you. And I am not going to let you harm me anymore, because I release all of that and I rest it all in the Lord's hands. Resting in the Lord. Do you know what that means? It means to put it in His hands and say, Here, Lord, you take this situation. You take this person, please. And you see to that person. You please heal this wound in my heart. You please, Lord, please fix this situation. That's what that is. Resting in the Lord. Let it rest. Let it rest in Jesus's heart. Let it rest in Mother Mary's lap. You know how a little kid takes something that they dearly love, or that, oh, I don't know, that they're really having a hard time with, and they crawl into their mom's lap and they just rest there, and they tell mom about it and let mom soothe them, and, you know, kind of build them up again to send them out again. You know, that's what a little kid does. So rest this person, these people that you're not in peace with, rest them in Mother Mary's lap. She's waiting. She's waiting. She's always waiting. She's always waiting for you. She sees you right now, wherever you are listening to this. She sees you and she's saying to you, hey, I'm here and I've got this lap that is just waiting for all of your troubles. Just plop them right here. and I will intercede for you. I will console you, and I surely love you. So resting in the Lord. And then focusing on the fact, and it is a fact, that you are a child of God. That means you are worthy, you are loved, you are protected by God, and that the other person is a child of God as well. They're loved, they're worthy, and they are protected by God. That's in peace. That's what it is to live in peace with everyone. And now the last key word, the last key word from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. And I'm going to read it to you again, because it's just so beautiful. So here's the full passage, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That is huge. And that's the next key word. Without holiness. Think about that. Think about where we would be without holiness. We wouldn't be, in a sense. You see, no one will see the Lord who is not striving for holiness. Our Lord has said that in many different ways throughout the passages of the New Testament. Holiness is not a lofty ideal. It's a requirement. It's a requirement. We're required to strive for holiness. And without that, unless we're striving for holiness, we don't have a whole lot of chance to make it to heaven. Oh, I know. That sounds pretty gruff, doesn't it? But it is the truth. It is the truth. Now don't get all down on yourself. Because I can sometimes, especially when I fall, you know, in something and some trying to practice some virtue, I fall, and then I just feel like, oh, I'm a failure. This is awful. I'm a miserable person. No. We're not miserable people when we fall. Failing is part of the human condition. And so we make amends with the Lord, and we allow our Blessed Mother Mary to help us get back up and send us back out so we can try again, because holiness is essential to our spiritual well-being. And remember what we said way back when we were talking about the first key word, every effort. Every effort, not every success. Not every success. So the passage doesn't say without success, no one will see the Lord. Nope, absolutely not. It does not say that. It says without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Holiness is essential, and holiness is a process. And so we strive for holiness. And as long as we're striving, we're getting somewhere. Because the trying in and of itself is holiness. Does that make sense to you? The striving, that in and of itself is holiness. Because when we make the decision to strive for holiness, we're making the decision not to fall into sin, intentionally at least, not to participate in entertainment or conversations or events that would be detrimental to our souls. It's a conscious decision to be holy. I will not do such and such and such. Or to be holy, I will avoid going to that concert. I will avoid hanging out with that certain crowd of people because they always lead me into foul language and you know, topics, subject matters that are unbecoming of a Christian. I will not watch that TV show, Netflix show, whatever it is that you want to watch. I will not watch that because it's not full of godly thoughts, and I don't want to put that into my being. See, these are conscious decisions. And simply by making those decisions, you have already achieved a certain degree of holiness. Because what did you do? What did you just do when you made that decision? You decided no to evil, yes to our Lord. That's what that is. And even if you're not doing it perfectly, there's that desire. Remember, there's that word again, desire to be holy. And so you've made that decision. And it's those decisions that step by tiny step lead us to holiness, which leads us to heaven. And it's simple, isn't it? It's simple. What's complicated, what gets complicated are all of the excuses we throw in our own path not to pursue holiness. I'll give you an example. So there was, I still know these people. There was a group of people who would invite me along to hang out, let's just put it that way, to hang out. And most of the things that we did or said were good things, most of them. But every once in a while, there'd be something that would come up that I just knew wasn't a good thing. I didn't like where it put my mind and heart. So I can be a little more specific, and that is when a group that particularly liked to gossip. And gossip is a sin. Gossip's a sin. And even if I don't participate, even if I don't add to the gossip, I'm still present. And even if I, and this is what should be done in a situation like this, and I did try to do it a number of times, even if I try to deter it, or, you know, somehow squash the gossip, stop it, stick up for the person, or at least try to get these people to give the person a benefit of a doubt, or remind them that, you know, this is just gossip that shouldn't be spread, whatever. Okay, now that's helpful. That's helpful. And I'm sure that got me, you know, a little bit closer to holiness. But in reality, what I should have done was to say, well, you know, I'm not going to get together with you guys because somehow it always turns to gossip, and that's not good for my soul. And I eventually did that, maybe in a little gentler way than I just explained it, but I did do it. And I'm grateful because that was one less thing on my plate that was keeping me from being holy. But you see, I would make up excuses. Well, they're really good friends and we've known each other for years and years. Or, yeah, but they're doing, you know, they're doing this community service thing while they're talking, and so, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, you hear it? Do you hear the excuses? Yeah, it's all complications that I was throwing in my own path of holiness. Yeah, but, oh, but, yeah, all of that. So those excuses, that's how we complicate our own striving for holiness. Now, there's another way to look at this, and that is the alternative which is to find ourselves a great example, a great mentor. And who's the best mentor of all human beings who have ever lived? Well, it's the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the holiest among all human beings, even other saints. So holy that she not only saw the Lord and sees him now, but she bore him in her womb. She bore him in her womb. That is how holy the Blessed Mother is. So she's got this thing in her pocket, this holiness thing. She knows how to be holy. She was human. She lived a life of toil, and there were divisions among the people between the Romans and the Jews. She knew poverty. She knew all kinds of hardships. She knew prejudice, not that she was prejudiced, but she knew the prejudice of the Romans. She knew the prejudice of the Romans against the Jews. So she knew all these things. All right. She had, were it not for her extreme holiness, she had lots of temptations available to her to turn away from holiness. So as far as examples go, her life, her being is perfect for us. Even you guys, you know, I've heard this before. Well, I can't do that because you know, I'm a man and she's a woman. We ought to be holy. That's our Blessed Mother. She's our mentor. She will intercede for us. Much to ponder from today's show, folks. And I want to remind you that we're all called to make every effort to live at peace with everyone, so that one day, by the grace of God and the intercession of our Mother Mary, we'll see the Lord. Sadly, it's time to bring our show to a close. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my ministry, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, or if you'd like to invite me to speak, please visit margefenlon.com. That's margefenlon.com. There's a wealth of awesome inspiration waiting there for you. You can connect with me there on my website. Just email marge@margefenlon.com. marge@margefenlon.com. There's a contact form. You can email me directly right from your email provider, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Pinterest. Just search Marge Steinhag Fenelon. You can even search Marge Fenelon to make it shorter, and you'll find me. I can't wait to hear from you. I can't wait. I love hearing from my readers and listeners. So before you go, I ask that you help me to bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with people in your life. Please share this podcast. And thanks for listening. Thank you so very much for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you and our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.